how can we actually communicate in a way that's going to be better for both of you, where you're going to get what you want and he's going to get what he wants. He's going to feel heard, you're going to feel understood, he's going to feel trusted, you're going to feel supported. Like, rather than just going down the route of, well, he should, I agree, he should, but he isn't. So how can we fix that? Welcome back to the show, to the podcast. So lovely to have you with me. Today we are talking about, what are we talking about? I've completely forgotten. How to get your man to step up without feeling like you're a nag, without feeling like you're nagging them, because essentially a lot of women, myself included, a lot of my friends, my mum, people I've just spoken to in general, there's this kind of universal truth, I suppose, that women nag men and that men don't do enough around the house and that men wait for instruction and they don't look for things to do. And I feel like it's just generically this relationship that a lot of women and men have, or the relationship towards each other, that is really frustrating from a woman's perspective, because you almost feel like you can't do right for doing wrong, because you are either a nag or you're letting things go and you're not actually being honest about how you feel. And so for the last, I would say maybe like 6 to 9 months, maybe a year, myself and my partner have worked on really committing to the polarity of masculine and feminine energy, which I'm not going to talk about in a lot of detail other than mostly the masculine side of it today, and really what us as women can do to encourage our man or men in our life to step up into their masculine, and essentially how that's going to feel for you and how much better it is going to be for you as a woman when you are supported by a man in his masculine. Now, the ultimate truth is that a man's biology, so men in their biology, are essentially created to and driven by the protection and providing, right? They want to protect and they want to provide. It is a core desire that they cannot switch off. And ultimately, they want to provide what it is that we need, especially the women in their life. They want to provide what they need, but often they don't know what that is. And that's when the confusion comes in. And as women, we feel like we have all of the mental load. We have the passwords, we have the dates, we have the prescriptions for the dog's flea medication, we have booking the holidays, we have making sure that just life in general operates smoothly. And that can feel like a lot. However, we are also, on top of that, working women. We have jobs, we want to climb the ladder, we potentially have pets that we're looking after. We are, some of us, mothers of children, like raising the next generation and looking after our parents and looking after the house and making sure the garden's nice and making sure we're prepared for winter, like all of this stuff. Like, there's just a lot of stuff, and that is when we can start to feel overloaded. That is when we can start to feel overwhelmed, like we cannot do it all. It's like, oh my god, please someone step in and help me, like help me with this stuff. And the problem is, usually it's when we are at that peak of emotional exploding, like I just can't take this anymore, that we ask the man in our life for help. And usually it doesn't land quite the same way as we had intended, and we then feel like a nag and then probably just do it anyway ourselves. And an example of this would be like, you feel completely overloaded, you get in from work, you've had a busy day and the house is an absolute tip, and you're just kind of like, oh, I can't take this anymore, like I am so overwhelmed with this, all of this stuff. And you say to your partner, please, can you just take the bins out? Please, can you just do that? And then he's like, yeah, I'll do it in a minute. And you're like, oh my God, literally, there's no point. I'll just do it myself. You take the bins out, the bin bag explodes on your way out, and you end up creating more of a mess for yourself. And it's just like, it's in those moments that we are like, I cannot cope with this anymore. And it's that huge, like, like such an immense amount of stress for your body. Your nervous system completely goes to shit because you just can't cope with all of this stuff, and it's just so overwhelming, so overloaded. And you know, we ultimately want the man to step up. Maybe we don't want to tell him we want him to step up, but we want him to be proactive. We want him to look around and go, oh, this needs doing, like, let me go and do that, and actually have an idea of what's going to be helpful for us. But every time you talk on the topic, he feels attacked, you feel misunderstood, and you go back to square one of doing it for him and feeding into that cycle where you never really fully feel heard in what you want. He never fully understands what it is that you want. And then you both end up kind of on this friction journey, like, and the cycle just continues. So like I said, I myself have been on a journey to change the way that I operate in my relationship, to change the way we both operate, and to change how we support each other and what that actually looks like. And it has been so enlightening that I want to share with you how you can actually get your man to step up in a way that doesn't feel like you are nagging him all the time, in a way that actually supports you as a woman to feel good and to feel like, okay, yeah, like this feels actually really good for me. Like I'm feeling really like loved, I'm feeling really cherished, I'm feeling really supported, and I don't feel like a nag. I feel like it's just getting done, and I feel like he wants to do it. Like I think it's always that, it always reminds me of that scene with Jennifer Aniston, and she's like, I want you to want to do the washing up, and he's like, why would I want to do the washing up? But it's not that you want him to do the washing up. You want him to want to help you, to support you. And if we were able to express it in that way, you can guarantee the character in that film would have been like, of course I want to support you. Is that the thing that's going to support you? Yes. Okay. Well, now I want to do the washing up. And it's just the way that we communicate these things. It's kind of like we have to express it in the way that they're going to hear it. And that can come from us. That is something that we can actually do. So that is really the first thing. It's about seeing our role, being aware of the part that we play in this communication, in this expression. And usually we are waiting until the emotion gets so intense, so overwhelming, at its absolute peak. And then we're going, oh, I need some help. No, I don't just need help. I need help right now. Like right this very, very second. Don't wait. Come here right now. I need you right now. Often they can't come right now, or they can't get to you straight away. And it's kind of like, oh, well, don't worry about it then. Like, I'll just do it on my own. And actually, at that point, it's probably not coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of desperation, of like complete overwhelm. And assuming that the person who's in a relationship with you or in your life is a good person, there is love involved. There is like, you know, genuine connection involved. And if we can start to appreciate that at a biological level, all he wants to do is provide for us, we need to start communicating in a way that actually speaks to that, so that we feel more supported in the relationship. So I want you to try and come at this from a completely new angle. At the moment, you're only telling him when you need him or when you need his involvement, when things are like at its absolute peak. And we're not expressing that we want a partner in the process. We're not explaining or expressing that we desire his support, and that his involvement really makes a difference and it really makes us feel better and makes us feel supported. We're just going, I need you now. And you can even notice the difference in the way I'm explaining that. And the reason is, when we are kind of going, oh my God, I really need you. Oh my God, why isn't this done? Can you just do this for once? Da, 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 da. Like, there's a lot of frantic energy in that. There's a lot of like speed and a lot of like urgency. And for a man, they just generally want an easy life. They want to do what's needed, and then they want for the mood to be good. They want for us to be happy. And in that moment, we are not happy. We are stressed, overwhelmed, and they don't know what they need to do in order to make it better. This was certainly my experience anyway. Obviously, I can only speak from my experience. But what I found was me kind of not giving him the opportunity to be involved in the decision making and what's actually going on, and actually then giving him instructions to be like, come and help me right now, in the after moments, it didn't actually help. Whereas once I started to say, I want you involved earlier, or I want you to help me with this decision, or your opinion really means a lot to me and is going to make me feel really safe in making this decision, can you please come and help me? That difference of energy, the way that I was kind of inviting him in to support me, was completely different and created a completely different outcome both for both of us. And actually, how would it feel if you gave him permission to be involved earlier, give him permission to hold some of that mental load for you, rather than you going, there's no point in me giving you this because you'll forget, there's no point in me asking you to do this because you're not going to do it properly. Like, why would they bother? Why would they bother if they think that you're just going to do it for them or after them or do it again, so that what they're doing actually doesn't make a difference? They want to provide. And if you're not giving them the opportunity to do that, how can you do more of that? The next thing is about showing appreciation. Now, you know, I know this is going to be uncomfortable. I know this is going to be uncomfortable because right now you're doing everything. You are doing everything, and I'm asking you to consider saying thank you when he does the smallest thing, when he plays the smallest part, when he puts the smallest amount of effort in. I know that that feels uncomfortable. I know that feels like, yeah, no, Jess, thanks. I don't want to do that because he should be doing it. He should be doing this. I agree with you. He should be doing it. But by saying you should be doing this, is that going to make him do it? Or is actually going to, that going to push him further away because he doesn't feel like what he does do is appreciated because he thinks he's already doing enough, right? So it's kind of like these, the two communication is off. The polarity is off right now. And whilst we can sit here and be like, he should be doing it. And I agree with you, he should, but he isn't. So how can we actually communicate in a way that's going to be better for both of you, where you're going to get what you want and he's going to get what he wants? He's going to feel heard. You're going to feel understood. He's going to feel trusted. You're going to feel supported. Like, rather than just going down the route of, well, he should, I agree, he should, but he isn't. So how can we fix that? We can fix it by starting to show appreciation. Because when you come from a place of appreciation, when you come from a place of gratitude, we know that the energy of gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that you can possibly be, is one of the highest things that you can express, because you are choosing to be in a moment of gratitude, see and appreciate what you do want. Now, this also speaks to your reticular activating system, which is a part of your brain that basically filters out what you're focusing on. It's the part of your brain that when you get a new red car, all you see is new red cars. And that's because your reticular activating system is like big beaming or spotlight on a red car, and you're going to see a lot more of them. So if you are expressing gratitude for the fact that he put the bins out, for the fact that he cleaned the kitchen last night, for the fact that he paid for dinner, for the fact that he bought coffees, like, if you're going, thank you so much, that was really nice of you, like, I really feel loved, I really feel supported, you're going to see a lot more opportunities to thank him, because you are going to basically be saying to your reticular activating system, like, this is what I'm focusing on. This is what I'm focusing on. And so you're going to be seeing a lot more of those moments to be able to express gratitude for. So, and when I say, like, show appreciation, I don't just mean like take it or like drink the coffee. I mean like picking the coffee up and turning to your partner and saying, thank you for buying me a coffee. Like, thank you for getting me a coffee. Like, that's what I mean. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're probably like, what the hell? I don't want to do that. Like, and it's interesting that we do have so much friction around that, because we're like, you should be doing it. I agree. But thanking someone is a good way to express gratitude and show your appreciation. So for example, like, me and my partner live together. We have done for 3 years, been together for 7. And yeah, whenever he buys delivery, for example, like delivery food, or buys dinner, or buys coffee, or makes me a cup of tea, or whatever, I'm like, I will take a moment, like a whole moment, and say, thank you for doing that for me. Like, thank you for doing that for me, because I am expressing to him, you're providing this to me and I'm going to receive it. I'm in my feminine receiving, he's in his masculine providing. And by me receiving it fully, it's like, I want him to stay in his masculine. I want you to stay there in the providing space. And guess what's going to happen? More of that is going to happen. He's going to do it more. He's going to find more ways that he can provide for me. He's going to find more ways he can get that same appreciation from me, because he, that's all he wants on a biological level. And honestly, just try this and see how much it changes your relationship in a better way. The next thing I want you to try and do is create a buffer of time. I have touched on this briefly, but create a buffer of time around the things he says he's going to do without jumping in and doing it yourself. Essentially, if he says he will take the bins out in 5 minutes, let him. Resist taking over. Resist needing to do it right now and stepping into your masculine and being like, I'm just going to do it. Resist that and actually receive what he said and thank and show appreciation for what he's going to do, and stay in your feminine, because that is really going to make you feel supported more so than jumping in and doing it anyway, because he's going to feel like he hasn't been trusted. You're going to feel like you're not being supported. And that all comes from you in that moment. If he says, I'm going to take the bins out, yeah, I'll do it in 5 minutes. And you go, oh, I'll just do it. He's like, all right, well, fine. You obviously don't trust me to do it. Trust me that I'm going to do it. You don't trust me that I've said I'm going to do it and that I will do it. You're just taking over. So instead, try, okay, thanks so much. That is going to make me feel so much better about this kitchen because it's an absolute mess. You taking the bins out is really going to help. Thank you so much. And then let him do it. Let him do it. Give him space and time to be like, I trust you. I trust that you're going to do it. You said you're going to do it. I trust you. And just see how he responds differently to that. Lastly, I want you to try and encourage him into making more decisions. And the way that I do this in my life and my relationship is really simple phrase. What do you think? What do you think? Even the smallest things, like play into this, play into encouraging him into his masculine. And when I say his masculine, I mean stepping up. That is probably what you see it as. So for example, like, how frustrated do you get when you're like, we're going to go out for dinner, and he's like, where do you want to go? And you're like, oh, you pick. And he's like, oh, I don't mind, wherever you want to go. When really all you want him to do is have had the table booked, to pick you up at 8, to drive you there, pay for you, open the door, pull out your chair. Like, you want him, you do. Like, I know it's probably a secret desire, but like, you want him to shower you with love in that way. Like, that would make you feel so like giddy almost. And we're so afraid to admit that we want that. That has taken me a lot of time to overcome, but I do want that, and he knows I want that. And so giving him kind of the encouragement to step into his masculine is going to start that ball rolling. For example, like asking him to make the decision almost. So him pushing it back to you, so him pushing that decision making back to you, is a sign that he doesn't trust himself to make the decision that you want him to make, that he isn't going to get the right answer. I don't know if your partner uses that phrase at all, but mine used to. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know what the right answer is. And I'm like, there is no right answer. It's just what you want. And we just go back and forth in this kind of battle. And then the dinner ends up being like less than satisfactory because we're both in a bit of a mood. And instead of that happening, try and encourage him to make the decision of where you go, for example, by saying, wherever you pick is perfect. I would love for you to choose somewhere. Like, I would love for you to choose somewhere and take me there. Now, if that lack of control is too much for you right now, instead, you can express a desire and encourage him to make the decision on the time that you book, on actually booking the reservation, for example. And that could sound like, I would love if we could go to that place being your favorite Thai restaurant or your favorite, I don't know, Italian restaurant. And you say, I would love it if we could go to that place that I like for dinner. And then stop. And then stop and be like, what are you going to do with that information, kind of thing. So just giving him the invitation of like, I'm going to express a desire. This is what I want. We can do about it. Rather than, oh, I really want to go to that place for dinner. Shall I book a table? It's, you want him to book the table. You want him to make the decision. So encouraging him in those little moments, those pockets of opportunity to encourage him into his masculine is going to help in all these other facets of life, all these other facets of your relationship. And it starts small, because at the moment, a lot of men feel afraid to make decisions, feel afraid to trust themselves because they're worried about getting it wrong. But if you can encourage him by saying, you know, whatever you pick is the right thing, or like, I really, really just want to go where you want to go, like wherever that would be is perfect. Giving him those little bits of encouragement is really going to help him to step up into his masculine. Now, this took us, like I said, a good 9 months to a year to really embed into our relationship. And honestly, it's still such a learning process. But it started with me feeling safe to let go of control and the need to always be doing it myself. That was a big one. And ultimately, a woman needs to feel safe to be able to let go, and a man needs to feel trusted to take the reins. Both probably aren't going to happen simultaneously at that same moment, which means there is going to be like a transition period, a time when this polarity is off and you're having to step way more into your masculine and step way more into the doing, the thinking, the booking, the structure, and he's in his emotions. But there is this transition period where you can start to step back and encourage him to step up, and that is going to ultimately narrow that gap for you. I also just want to say that it's your relationship, right? It's your relationship, it's your life, it's your person, it's your body. All of it is like yours, right? For him and for you. So always come back to what feels good for you. Now, this is just me sharing a little bit of my story. This is just me sharing what's worked for us. But I want to ultimately encourage you, more than anything else, that self-trust is the thing that you should be leaning on. And if you're like, you know what, I've listened to this and I do kind of want that, like I do kind of want a little bit more of that, these are some things that you can start to do. But if you're like, you know what, I'm good, then that's fine. Like, that's totally up to you. This is just my little piece of advice for you on how to help your man step up and not feel like you're being a nag, because I wonder if you were to implement these things, how it would change your relationship in an improved way. So if you do try any of these things, if you do implement any of this work, these tips, this advice, please let me know. And please let me know what the results are as well, because I'd be so interested and intrigued to find out. As always, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It means the world to me that you listen. It means the world to me that you review. It means the world to me that you recommend. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you in the next episode.